This is CliffCentral.com.
It's time for us to look at the world beyond Bitcoin with Sean Sanders, who's on the line, and talk about diversification today. As you know, we've been paying attention to the price of Bitcoin over the last couple of weeks, up and down. It hit as much as $13,000 the other day. It's now back down to $10,000. And on the line is Sean Sanders to help us out. Hey, Sean, how are you doing, man?
Morning, Gareth. Yeah, good. Thanks, yourself.
Cool. Very, very good, except that this price volatility is giving me a bit of a headache. I mean, it's not extreme. It's been moving around, as I said, between $10,000 and $13,000, but it gets really exciting on some days. You feel like you might want to cash out, and then on other days you look at it and go, ugh.
Yeah, no, I think that's just the nature of crypto already. I imagine for the rest of the year, we're going to be bouncing about between probably where we are today. It could go back up to $15,000 odd. But, you know, when you're trying to predict prices with crypto, it's difficult.
Well, let's talk about diversification, because that's one of the ways that you can save yourself from the trauma of these huge price hikes and drops. Diversification is what in the world of crypto?
So diversification, just in the same as in the world of stock investing or any other security investing, is just really a risk management tool that provides a way to mitigate your risk through holding a diversified portfolio of assets. So just like you would hold a diversified portfolio of stocks, meaning you'll hold some property stocks, some real estate stocks, some technology stocks, you would do exactly the same in the crypto universe. And essentially what this means is that you're not betting on single names. So you're not betting on Bitcoin, or you're not betting on Ethereum alone.
Right.
You can hold them in your portfolio, but why not just hold a diversified portfolio of cryptocurrencies, which means that essentially, if we do get these asymmetric returns, which means that if one or two or three or five of these cryptocurrencies really emerge and grow the way that we expect they will, then you can, you know, kind of jump on the back of that growth while not being exposed to the downside of holding a dud.
All right, that makes a lot of sense. But why do people feel that diversification is only something for the stock market? They don't understand that you get different purposes for cryptocurrencies, right? We've discussed this to a limited degree already when we talked about the different bundles that you guys have. But a privacy cryptocurrency versus a platform cryptocurrency, these are the kinds of things that you're trying to get people to understand.
Yeah, exactly that, right? So in the stock market, as I mentioned before, you've got these different sectors. You've got the technology sector, you've got the resource sector, and they do different things. They have different factors that affect their growth. The technology sector is impacted by regulation around technology. The mining sector is impacted by regulation around mining. I mean, that's solely focused on the regulation aspect. If you're looking at cryptocurrencies in particular, I mean, they've got a completely different set of drivers. And then internally within the asset class, there's a different set of drivers that drives different types of cryptocurrencies. So in the future, we will be classifying different kinds of cryptocurrencies based on what they actually do. So Bitcoin, Ripple, Litecoin, these cryptocurrencies are focused on payments. And in the future, they're likely to be treated very different to the likes of Ethereum or EOS, which work on a smart contract-based framework, which essentially means that they're looking to build the infrastructure of this future blockchain economy. And that may sound a little bit out there and a little bit weird and difficult for a lot of people to understand. But what it's really, they have different use cases, and they're trying to achieve different goals, and they actually have different fundamentals and how they actually work. So by owning different sectors, you're essentially exposing yourself, or you're reducing your exposure to different regulatory factors as well.
I like it. I think decentralization and deregulation is what people are probably more excited about than anything else, if you strip away the nonsense. Okay, so let's look at what you guys are offering, because you threw this in as a kind of an added extra the other day, and people went crazy. So you've got a special risk-free crypto bundle for July that you're giving out, and you're going to guarantee investment for an entire month. That means whatever you put in, you will get that at very least back. If it outperforms that, then you'll get the profit as well, but you won't make a loss. Is that right?
That's exactly it. So you need to invest 5,000 Rand. When you sign up with the code risk-free. That's capitals, lowercase, however you feel fit.
Okay.
Two separate words, risk-free. And then for 1 month, for 30 days, you'll have your investment risk-free. That means that you keep all your upside. And the worst case is that you walk away with the money that you put in if you decide to leave. Obviously, we want to promote longer term investing in crypto, but you only need to keep your money with us for 30 days.
Sounds too good to be true. Are there lots of people signing up? Is this going well?
Yeah, no, we've seen a ton of people sign up, which has been great. Cool. Naturally, the market pulling back a bit at the moment could be an opportunity for some. For others, you know, they at least having a risk-free month, right?
Sure,
Revex
of
is paying for it.
Well, rather, yeah, let you guys pay. Revex, go along and sign up. Use the promo code RISK-FREE to guarantee your investment. Thank you, Sean. Good to talk to you.
Great. Thanks, Gareth.
We'll chat next week. Sean Saunders.
This is CliffCentral.com.